This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind, my friends? How are you? This is Scott Hillen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're ready for your calls, your questions, your comments. I thought of one bit of unfinished business. This usually causes me to wake up in the middle of the night, Todd. When I think, wait a minute, we got an email that wanted an answer to a question. We tracked down the answer, but I don't think we shared it on the air.
Did you forget to use your My Pillow, or what happened there?
Oh, I even with the my pillow sleeping soundly, I wake up with these thoughts in the middle of the night, and it's drives me crazy.
Wow!
I think we have one bit of unfinished business, and if for any reason, any time, you hear me say we'll check into that, we'll get back to you on that, and then you don't hear the answer, shoot us a note, let us know, send us a text. Hey, I'd love to know what whatever happened with that, because that's why we call this show What's On Your Mind. If these things concern you, you want answers, we enjoy tracking them down. And we do often, quite honestly. Wonder where we're at with the sign thing. Remember the sign thing? We did get an answer from the DOT, where state DOT was playing sign Nazi for the federal government for some unforeseen reason, and harassing communities like Washburn and others about the signs on the edge of town. Who thinks of this stuff? We did again. I remember that one. But this one had something to do with the city of Bismarck. I'll dig it up here, and we'll have it here in a little bit, because I, middle of the night, I'm like, do we do that? So we love getting you answers. We love being of service to you in any way we can. That's why we're here on What's On Your Mind. And our telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Local number from any 701 area code is 258-0550. Put that in your speed dial, if you would. We'd love it. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You know what else was keeping me up at night? It's very difficult to watch the television and see these pictures of what's happening in Hurricane Harvey. And no, you're just sort of on the sidelines here. Obviously, there's a great deal of people praying, and that's a very big help, no doubt about it. I've been posting a few things that have come in along those lines on Facebook pages, you know, pictures and different things. I saw a gentleman on a paddleboard paddling. This little bugger, you know, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old, getting him out of harm's way, you just think, oh my gosh, it's just, and that police officer who was out and drowned in his patrol car, and this one after another, I think we're around 20 fatalities now. You know, the real danger, having lived through a flood, as many people in this audience have, I know, is, you know, the adrenaline pumps a little bit right now when it's, you know, rescue, and it's get you to a shelter and everything else, but the long slog of recovery from a flood, where your home becomes uninhabitable, you can't live there, and then you have to decide: am I going to go to an apartment? Am I going to go to a FEMA trailer? Am I going? All those things, and your life is upside down for a long time, and the crushing weight of all that on this enormous population that's been affected by it is really tough. Really, really tough. And I keep thinking, I really want to do something, you know? Really want to do something. I sent a note to Tommy Noose and Taylor Reed. They're two of the top officials at Oasis Petroleum. Oasis has a number of drilling operations, and they're just good people that I've gotten to know over the years. They have a Houston operation, and just said, you know, you guys okay? I mean, that's about all you can do, right? You guys okay? And Tommy sent a note back saying, thanks very much for the concern. I had also told him, hey, can we do something? We'd like to do something. When the time's right, what kind of a relief effort can we do from North Dakota? He said, thanks for the offer. He said, thanks, you're getting better, but there's a lot to go. My family, better off than so many. We had to leave the house early Sunday morning. Police forced us to evacuate. Wrap your mind around that, folks. Police at the door. You must go. That happened in Grand Forks, in East Grand Forks, in 1997. And happened, as I recall, in some parts of Minot as well. But small numbers, you know, small parts of Grand Forks were forced to evacuate. Many did. Ultimately, everybody did. But, you know, early on, it was just, hey, you're going to need to leave lower areas. Well, just think about this. Police at your door saying you have to evacuate. So we went over to another house most of the day, another staff member. Went back to the house Sunday night. Water's still high up near the house, but it's been receding since, now down to street level. Was on to tell me about some other folks. Taylor is one, and Michael and Nico, all okay. But now the status and the potential release from this flood control reservoir, the attics that you've heard about, and the Barker that feed this Buffalo Bayou is what they're watching very closely. And he's saying that's a couple hundred yards from the house. But he said 241 Oasis employees, all now accounted for. But 25 are still affected, with many of those having water in the homes. The city's a mess. Working on relief plans now. That note from Tommy News of Oasis Petroleum, who I know has a lot of employees and friends up in North Dakota. A little bit of an update for you from him. Our friends at Delta said, hey, the Delta family has all kinds of ties to that area. Ready to give a hand as well. It's good to have a government agency like FEMA around to help in these situations, but in our eyes, communities banding together to help each other, that's the right way to do things. We'd love to help out on this end. Take care, and thanks for reaching out. Thank you, Eric, and the team at Delta North Dakota. So I've just been thinking, I don't know what, but I do think prayers for now, and in the meantime, something. North Dakota's had some significant impact from the flooding over the years, and we know exactly what these people are going to be going through. What can we do to reach out? As I say, pray now, yeah. Give blood. That's another one they've been asking about. Evidently, type O blood donations, the most critically needed right now, but all blood types are welcome. United Blood Services urging both existing and first-time donors to make and keep appointments over the next several days and in the coming weeks. And the timing of the storm with Labor Day coming means they're going to be down. Individuals who are as young as 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and are in general good health can be eligible to donate blood. So wherever you normally donate blood, or if you don't normally donate blood, find a way. And again, that's another way to help. But what else should we do? Anything else? I don't know. Just have this sense that we need to come up with something. And I know there's a solution or two within this audience. This is a huge deal, folks. Huge deal. Biggest federal response to a disaster ever in the history of the United States of America. No small thing. And again, it's just a matter of the sheer population that's there. The sheer square footage that has been impacted. And, by the way, Hurricane Harvey's doing a loop around now, coming to Louisiana. It's not done. Wow. Texter says Central Dakota Humane Society is going down to Missouri to rescue animals, asking for donations today. If you know of groups or organizations that are doing things, need help with what they're doing, that's another way to help. Let us know. We'll certainly get them some attention, no doubt about it. So, that's on my mind today, but I want to know what's on yours. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Senator John Hoeven will be here next hour. He's taking the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Always appreciate the fact that whenever we ask Senator Hoeven to come on this program, He is accessible. Of course, Congressman Kramer is just on the schedule once a week for an hour. So use it, folks. This is an opportunity for you to talk to your congressional delegation. We're going to talk a little bit about the Farm Bill, drought relief, and also Senator Hovind has some guests here from the United States Geological Survey, USGS, recently, and said maybe it's time for you guys to catch up with the private sector here a little bit and reassess just how much oil is underneath North Dakota. How much oil is in the Bakken? Get the number right. They've notoriously been off, and they have to redo it. They're always off. So we'll talk about how that meeting went. And anything else, you can call them between 10 and 11 next hour on What's On Your Mind. 9 to 10 for you, Mountain Time. Okay? All right. Dean in Bismarck has a suggestion for us. Karen in Fargo has a comment related to flooding. Somebody else wants to talk about Melania Trump's high heels, her stilettos. That was big news yesterday, believe it or not. Swamp media has nothing better to worry about. More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn & Suites. Fantastic stay, Mainstay Suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Riders Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City, North Dakota. Have you been there lately? I'd suggest a fall trip to Watford City darn soon. I'd get that on your calendar if I were you. And if you're headed that way, we can save you a whole lot of money. Because we have a Best of the West special from our friends in Watford City at any of their fine locations. Here's the participating hospitality partners. The Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you get 10% off, and you get an exclusive coupon book with all kinds of goodies and great discounts, even a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center in that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. Best view in North Dakota is the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, just south of Watford City on 85, a couple of miles. It is great. We'll see you in Watford City, okay? Let's go. You'll enjoy it. All right, Dean in Bismarck with that suggestion at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, you know what? You should try to one time get a veterinarian on your talk show, because I'd have a question for him right away about our two dogs. They get out, and, I mean, they're outside a lot, but they eat grass like they're cows.
And you're a little worried about this or what? Mine, we always joke, we have a Labradoodle, and he's fond of going outside and having a salad. So he'll chop away on the grass for a little while. Doesn't eat a lot of it. Is yours eating a lot of it?
Yeah, they eat a lot of it. I mean, they get out there and they just sit down and just like eat grass like they're cows. It's a real way to eat so much grass, so. And we got good dog food for them, and we're good nutrition dog food. So, but you should try it one time.
It's a good idea. We'll just we have different experts on from time to time, and
sure.
Ask the vet. We'll do that.
There you go.
Yeah. And
all
see
right.
If we can get you. We'll see if we can get you a free answer to that question, rather than having to, head to the vet and get a big old bill.
Sure.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. All right. Thanks, Dean.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Don't let me forget, Todd. Ask the vet.
Yep.
Actually, Todd, we'll put the stethoscope on Todd, and we'll have him be the vet guy.
Yeah. What would I know?
Craig is on the road. You're an accident 800-228-0550. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Great, sir. How are you?
Not bad. Well, just on my way from Ray, North Dakota to Jamestown, which is a long, hateful drive. And, of course, I'm old enough to listen to talk radio all day, so I just figured I'd chime in on my boredom.
Well, I'm glad you did. You're going from Ray to where?
Jamestown.
Ray to Jamestown. That's, do you take 52 or what do you do? Do you go 2 down to the...
I'm going to go through Bismarck. 52 is... just too narrow of a road, too much truck traffic. It's just a little too busy for me. So Bismarck is about 15 minutes longer. Roads are wider. It just seems to be a little safer to me.
I have to tell you, I am never bored driving in North Dakota. I just find a way to see the beauty no matter what corner I'm in. I absolutely love it. I drive a lot, but I will mix it up, like 52 once in a while, and I do agree sometimes.
Yep.
If you hit the wrong day and there's a lot of traffic and they're going a little slow, it'll slow you up a little bit. But, 83 is beautiful, 85 is beautiful, 1804 is incredible. I mean, there's just a lot of Highway 2 all the way across, and even further up, just a lot of beauty. My favorite is, well, I have many favorites, but the one neat little drive that just always whacks you between the eyes is the Killdeer Mountains there as you come west of Newtown and then head south into Killdeer. I mean, that's just incredible. Take your breath away stuff there, right?
What's on my mind today is there's been talk about a lawsuit being brought against the organizations that backed the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And I'm glad something like this happened and somebody is going to step up. But would it make sense for the state of North Dakota to jump into this thing and give it more teeth, since there was considerable expense for the state, for the counties, for about every law enforcement organization in the state? There should be some compensation there from these companies that that were pushing this. We're pushing all the trouble at this cost.
Yeah, I think you have a very good suggestion, and I've almost expended every ounce of breath mentioning it on this program. It came from our listeners early on who were furious when this thing ended, and they wanted something done. I made an effort to actually go see Attorney General Stengem and say, is there stuff going on? And he you know, showed me a number of different examples of things that were happening and that were going on, and that, you know, in due time this would happen, but it's yet to happen. I haven't asked him about it for a while, but I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever, you know, to the extent there's any expenditure by the state of North Dakota that isn't ultimately reimbursed from the federal government. The federal government has some culpability because they allowed, you know, the Corps of Engineers didn't enforce their own rules and laws, right? And so the reason this thing continued to go and go and go is because this was federal land in North Dakota that they're occupying that they won't enforce, and then it gets bigger and bigger, and then they own it, right? So I think, you know, the state going after the feds, the state's going after the sources of the money, the state following the money the way Dakota Access Pipeline is doing with this lawsuit, I think you're spot on right. I don't, you know, I'm perplexed. I've not been given a good reason why it hasn't happened to date, that's for sure.
Is there a list of organizations besides the Greenpeaces of the world or organizations like that? I heard Cabela's gave money to this, too. Was that a rumor, or was there some fact to that? I remember seeing when they were cleaning up, there was Cabela's labeled tents all over the place. And I'm an outdoorsman, and just on the rumor, that made me upset, but... was there any truth to that? Does anybody know for sure?
I don't know about a Cobella donation. I do know that just like sort of in the Jesse Jackson model of doing things, that these organizations will, you know, go to entities, try and get money. Hey, we're Greenpeace, we want money. Hey, we're Earth First, we want money. Hey, we're, you know, all these different entities. And there are several that are named. I believe there will be more later as all the dots connect on this thing. And so I wouldn't doubt there's some... You know, probably bullying, if you will, of organizations, but also probably the same deal where you have, you know, these organizations seeing these, you know, like a Cabela, seeing these nonprofits as like-minded and giving them. I want to know, where is it? Because it's real simple to me. It looks very obvious to me, given how these groups operate. Again, Earth Justice is a prime example. They want the end of fossil fuels. So they have an agenda, okay? A Greenpeace, they just go out and flat out lie. They've been caught lying up in Canada in that case, and they put out their propaganda. They attract people, and they get the dollars to pour in, and then they go. The weapon is hate. The weapon is hate and lies. So hate's for sale. Give us money, and we'll go dispense the hate. I mean, they need to be exposed. I'm 100% with you.
Thank you.
Hey, don't be bored. Just keep that radio right where it's at, okay?
Oh, no, it'll be on here. Don't worry. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, Craig. Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners, whether they're cruising from place to place or wherever you might be. All right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Karen and Fargo will get to you next. Some text rolling in, too. What is on your mind? Tell me.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline, has filed a lawsuit against Greenpeace, Bank Track, and Earth First for violation of federal and state racketeering statutes. We asked the lead attorney, Michael Bowie, why the company felt the need to file the lawsuit.
Energy Transfer Partners filed the lawsuit because it was targeted by certain so-called environmental groups for a malicious attack consisting of completely fabricated claims and violent criminal behavior. This is a good company. It's a responsible company with good, responsible people. And it believes, as a matter of principle, that those responsible for such reckless and dishonest behavior have to be held accountable for the severe harm they have caused. And they feel strongly, as a matter of principle, that this is the best way for them to both hold those people responsible for the harm they caused, deter them from continuing to do this type of conduct to others, and to get the company's reputation back.
That's Michael Bowie, an attorney with Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more of our radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening.
I've been taking One World Way for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Whey. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Nothing but great communication from the president on down, FEMA, federal, state, local, all the communication. 10 days ahead, President Trump was communicating with Texas. A Democrat, anti-Trump governor, Bel Edwards from Louisiana, praised President Trump. Both of them did, Governor Abbott. They said he couldn't have done more and been more accommodating and in touch and on top of things. So anyway, just remember to thank our president, because nobody else is. And what a great job he's doing. On top, strong leader, decisive, quick, great president. Love him.
Can you hear the passion in that woman's voice for the job Donald Trump is doing? You know, people thought George W. Bush did a good job. People thought Barack Obama did a good job. People thought Bill Clinton did a good job, and George Herbert Walker Bush before. The passion that supports this president is off the charts, which is why I think you have the level of absolute venom-like hate directed at him from people who don't like him. One example of that, we had a caller that was going to ask about this that dropped off yesterday morning, and I think it might have been during the show. President Trump, Melania Trump, the First Lady, leaving the White House. They go to Marine One. They fly in Marine One to Andrews Air Force Base. They get on the Air Force One, and they fly down to Texas, right? And Melania Trump, I don't know how to say this without getting in trouble with my wife and every female member of the audience. She is an attractive woman. She dresses in a, you know, I call it like the Jackie O factor, right? Because, you know, Jackie O was a sharp dresser. Now, I hope I'm not offending anybody. Todd, you can hit the PC buzzer if you need to. Anyway, she has like a windbreaker on and jeans, and she had high heels on. Well, the media went nuts. This went crazy viral on Twitter and social media. What kind of adult? Oh, look at that. She's going to wear those shoes to go to survey a flood. Is she crazy? Is she nuts? Is she a classy lady leaving the White House? She gets on Air Force One, and obviously she changed. She puts a cap on, for crying out loud. She put a cap on.
Is she supposed to wear, like, overalls or something, or what's she supposed to wear?
I don't think I'm speaking out of school here to say, you know, it's not uncommon for women to want to change shoes, right? I mean, they have many pair. They have a sense of style. I love that about this woman. She is all class. But because she is Mrs. Donald Trump, she's hated just like he is. Folks, if you hate Melania Trump because she's wearing high heels from the White House to the chopper and from the chopper to the plane, but then changes when she gets, she changed into like tennis shoes, into like white tennies. You know, it wasn't like they were rescuing people. They were in meetings, bucking up the folks that were, you know, in fire halls and getting briefings and saying, hey, good job. How sick can you get? How low can you go? It's just unbelievable to me. I can't.
Of course, some women get catty about other women anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, and some of them were women. I mean, there's just a vitriolic, spewing venom that goes towards the Trumps that I don't grasp. Yet, contrast that with that caller. Repeating what others have said about his job on the factual statements about the effort he's led in helping with the hurricane. I don't know. That's crazy. I'm getting about three questions an hour related to our New York City trip. I'm going to give you that number again here if you just can't wait. We have now somewhere between 200 and 300 inquiries that have come in over the last 6-8 months to say, when you set your dates, I want to know. We only have 60 spots, so my guess is these are going to go very quick. It's generally what happens. Last year, we ended up adding a little bit of space and trying to accommodate everybody. And, you know, you got to buy the tickets in advance to get the best price. So you have, you know, so many out of Bismarck, so many out of Fargo, and it's a bit of a logistic nightmare. So if you want to just say, hey, I want to go and I don't want to mess around, I would not mess around. Call Jason at 800-268-0243. 800-268-0243. Just get your place in line, if you will, held with him. 800-268-0243. Okay? And the dates are November 27th through December 2nd. Leaving early on Monday, November 27th. And we're going to Cats Deli. That's all you need to know about the Monday trip. Ooh, man, little tour of the city and Cats Deli. Fabulous. Staying at the Homewood Suites Midtown Manhattan. Wonderful place. Getting the VIP tour of St. Patrick's Cathedral and going to Rockefeller Plaza and Union Square and Greenwich Village and the Flatiron Building and taking a cruise around Manhattan, seeing that iconic skyline on Tuesday. Wednesday, Fox and Friends in the morning, Ellis Island, Bryant Park in the afternoon, dinner at Carmine's, famous spot, of course, just outside Times Square, and then head over to see Phantom of the Opera, which is going to be fabulous. St. Paul's Chapel on Thursday, November 30th. That's the little chapel that stood, the oldest church in New York City, and it survived the attack at Ground Zero. It's right there. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum. We're going to do the One World Observatory. This is a $4 billion architectural marvel, this whole One World Observatory. It's what was rebuilt after the Twin Towers came down. You got to see it. We'll do Trump Tower for dinner. We'll do the Radio City Music Hall for the Christmas Spectacular. That's Thursday. There's the Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Plaza. What else we got? Oh, I know. We ended up with a different musical than I was telling you about because we were able to secure tickets for Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which is the inspiring true story of her rise to stardom. People are raving about that. So we're doing dinner at Ellis and Stardust Diner in Central Park and Tavern on the Green lunch, which is included on Friday, and then Saturday we come home. So it's quite the trip. Back on Saturday, December 2nd. Love taking our listeners there. Just wanted to tell you, though, I wouldn't waste any time if you'd like to go. 800-268-0243. If you want more info, the full itinerary, email me, Scott H@flagfamily.com. Karen in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, during one Fargo-Moorhead flood, you sent pizzas to the sandbaggers. My guess is it was the 2009 flood. I don't remember the exact year. You already had your AM 1100 station at that point, if that helps pin down the year. But thank you, years later, for the pizzas for the sandbaggers.
Yeah, I remember that. We also did a deal with McDonald's and brought down cheeseburgers. We were really just trying to take care of the volunteers because the volunteers were saving the city. I mean, they were the ones throwing the sandbags, and so we decided, hey, we're gonna we're going to do our part here and partnered up with some folks. State Farm did the McDonald's cheeseburgers. They paid for them. I remember that. And I forget who did the pizza, but thanks for remembering that, Karen. It was a fun time. You know, I find myself in situations like this, and it's easier when it's right under your nose, you know, because you can help with the microphone and you can help with getting the word out and you can help fill in the gaps where they need help, like feeding the volunteers. But in the case of Texas, it's a little harder. What do you do? What can we do? And that's where I find myself today, just saying, what can we possibly do? I want to do more.
I'm envious of Melania Trump because I don't have the balance to even wear kitten heels. And so she can wear high heels. I envy her ability to wear fashion that I can't wear.
There you go. Another texter says, our first lady is drop-dead gorgeous, classy. I thought she looked comfortable getting off the plane. Another texter says she didn't want to get her feet wet. Why else wear five-inch heels? And somebody else wanted us to know those were Adidas tennis shoes that she slipped into on Air Force One. It was so fun because it was very obvious to me she wasn't going to wear those heels when she got to Texas. You know, it's just like, hello, of course, right? But she's at the White House. She's classy. A classy lady, right?
But she's the first woman to change shoes in an event like that?
Precisely. So I knew it was this whole thing was feeding, just growing steam while they were in flight. And then she comes off the plane and there's the tennies and I wanted to go, good. I hope you eat some tennis shoe, all you, you know, ridiculously petty, small, you know, just drives me crazy.
She always has wonderful clothing choices. I unfortunately have to wear tennis shoes, not high heels, but I would love to see a picture of her in them.
She's a classy lady, and I think that her story, just her own story of her own success even before meeting Donald Trump is pretty inspiring. Karen, thanks for the call. A lot of text here, one that's going to gross me out here. Most dogs eat grass to vomit because they have worms. Oh, thank you very much. That isn't why ours eats grass, because...
Yours doesn't end up vomiting after eating the grass, though, because every dog I've ever had does that. I didn't know they were doing that because of the worms, but I always get them to quit eating the grass because I know it's like, oh, great, I know what's going to happen next.
Hoping we could get by with only one mention of the V word, but anyway, we'll go. Is there any place in Bismarck to donate to help hurricane victims? I heard Central Dakota Humane Society is going down to rescue some of the pets and looking for donations. We need to help our friendly neighbors. And don't forget, Frisco is Little North Dakota. Frisco, of course, is a suburb of Dallas, and they're a ways away from the danger. But good point nonetheless. And you're right, from the Facebook post of Central Dakota Humane Society, we find out they are traveling down to Texas to pick up 15 to 20 dogs from Hurricane Harvey later this week. They'll be taking supplies for the shelters in the Houston and Louisiana areas for the animals in need. They are asking for our help. If you are able to help out, they need pet first aid kits. What is that, like a little doggy Band-Aid? I don't even know what a pet first aid kit is, but I'm sure it exists.
A little milk bone or chew toy or something.
That's a first aid kit? I thought this was an anesthetic.
You don't think these dogs have gotten stressed?
I'm sorry, all right. Canned or dry food, disposable litter trays, litter, paper towels, liquid dish soap and disinfectant, disposable garbage bags for cleanup, pet feeding dishes and water bowls, collars and harnesses, leashes. Items can be dropped off at Central Dakota Humane Society today. Thank you in advance for your support, because I think they're leaving tomorrow. So, that's it. Like it, like it, like it. That's one way we can help, right? I want to know why the state and federal governments should cover all the costs of the No Dapple fight. Says Sue from Manda. And she has a bit more to her text. We'll cover that when we come back and welcome yours. Yeah.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406- 250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
USA, helping America feel better with the best cookies on earth. Now, I said fuel, and that means they connect North Dakota farm fields with North Dakota oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. That's fueling better. But, you know, a cookie always makes you feel better, doesn't it? Always. Nothing better than a great cookie. And they have some of the world's best at PetroServe USA. They're making them right now. So I'd head in there. Mandan, Bismarck locations. Beautiful new location in Valley City. Oh, my gosh. Worth a stop right there. Just fabulous. Valley City's never seen anything like this. It's incredible. Keep on down the road. Castleton, of course. Locations there. You have Arthur. You have Grafton. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of that family now as well. West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, down in Wahpeton. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tomorrow through Saturday, be listening to find out which locations of PetroServe USA have four-pack, family four-pack tickets for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion absolutely free. I do the math on how much you'll save there while they last at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. All right, texter I didn't finish before the break said, I want to know why the state and federal government should cover all the costs of the No-Dapple fight. I want to know when the Native Americans involved will have to pay for their actions. Dave Archambault in particular. I have compassion on Native Americans not complicit with the protests, but if they are charged, those liberals behind them won't feel so free to use them again for their political destruction. Yeah, I think that's sort of where the motivation behind the company, Energy Transfer Partners, that is the major developer in the Dakota Access Pipeline, has said they are doing with the lawsuit. They're going after the funders. Who is funding these people that allow them to just flat-out lie? Eco-terrorists, racketeering. I mean, it's somebody putting money in, and then an entity being the laundering operator, then they go out and get people to get on the television and hate law enforcement and hate North Dakotans, which then says, give us more money and we'll do this again, right? It's a hates for sale. We'll do this. Give us money. Here's what we'll do. I don't like it. And the federal government, in my mind, does have some culpability because this got bigger because of their inaction. And that was an Obama thing. It goes back to Dave Archambault and his sister, longest-serving policy advisor in the Obama administration, and all the connections there. Good question, Sue. Love our audience. Texter says, I'm still disappointed in Senator Hoeven's response on Charlottesville. Only blamed white supremacists in response he sent to my call. Would like to know if he will blame Antifa for violence. Should be labeled as a terrorist outfit. Will he deny what happened in Berkeley and San Francisco this weekend, even peaceful assembly this weekend for peace and free speech, physically attacked by Antifa? What does he have to say? You're right about Antifa, and I see that even Speaker of the House now, or former Speaker of the House, Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi now has come out and condemned Antifa and what they did, which in my mind exonerates the president in the many sides comment, because obviously there were many sides. Antifa was in Charlottesville, and now it's very obvious what kind of a group they are. We connect all these dots. If you care to ask Senator Hoeven about that, that's fine. I'm not going to relitigate that. I think we've had that conversation. Honestly, I just would probably chalk that up to a bad day that we both were having. In his case, he said what he was going to say and nothing more. He wanted the president to be more clear, and that clearly was the position of the Republican Senate caucus. I was saying, I get that. I understand on that, but what do you say to people who see that as sort of piling on and making it more difficult to get his agenda passed? He didn't want to answer it. It's just old news now at this point. Move on. But I do think your question specific to Antifa, is that now a vindication of the president? I think that's fair, for sure. All right. So he'll be here next hour, though. Your questions and comments are certainly welcome. All right. Eric Locken of Minot, says another texter, is hauling a trailer of supplies to Texas on Friday and is looking for donations to help fill it. Got anything you want to send to Texas? Any companies out there have some ideas on how best to help? Let us know and we'll connect you up here with Eric in Minot. I'd love to know what kind of things you're looking for as well. Let us know. Another texter, this morning on CNN, the big print on the screen while a reporter was interviewing the governor read, Trump did not mention the victims during press conference yesterday. Oh my gosh. Now they are nitpicking. So I'm on top of a fire truck talking about how wonderful they were and how they're going to get through this, and here they go. Salvation Army is going to need money for the flood, says another texter. Thankfully, I'm a person who's helped by them. Is that right? What a neat story. Well, I tell you what, they do good work, and they don't get mentioned often enough because they are a ministry, and so a lot of places will say the American Red Cross before they'll say Salvation Army, which I think is ridiculous. Salvation Army is always my first choice for a donation because they have this low, low admin cost. Incredible. Hugh Mary announcing a big gift today from Stephen Eileen Scheel. It'll be part of the naming of the University of Mary's new restaurant inside the new Lumen Vitae University Center. Big news there. How about that? More coming up.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.